from chief of staff from the White House when he stopped letting Jewish people in when they wanted to. See, I work for a mayor. There are certain people who think anytime they want to, they can walk in on someone who they respect less. And I had a fight. There's a book on Harold Washington written by a guy named Alton Miller. And one day, he wanted to go in and see the mayor, and I told him he couldn't go in. I stand at the door, right? Let the people in and out. So I said he couldn't go in. He said, well, I went in when Washington was mayor. I said, you're not going in that door. So he grabbed the handle, and I popped his ass, right? And in the book, he says, on page 353, that Steve Coakley, special assistant to the mayor, is the only person in the history of my years in politics that I had a Scrabble with, and he says, Scrabble, I hit him right in his eye, right in front of a bunch of people, and me, I'm standing there, bow tie, suit them up, I'm like, boom, boom, but why boom? But anyway, I don't need to tell you about that, but the only point is, in the real world, people test the authority you claim you have.
W to ZBC. Got a lot of pressure tonight. A lot of important people in important parts of the world. They're out there. They're usually out there, and of course, their lives are more important than other people's lives. There's a lot of obligation tonight. The show business. And of course, the spook control. Priority number A1. One of the few outlets where I'm allowed to tell you that. Because it works for us here. New Metaphysics, Gary Geiserman, taking the rap. All my numbers are encoded and on file, so don't worry about it. All the numbers I have. So this is an extremely exciting psycho-performance pieces going on all over the freaking town. The world town. Some great concepts. Here in 1999 plus 2... good year to die, as has been said and demonstrated. If you do want to die, this is a good pipeline for you. The EM characteristics of this year, very favorable for a swift journey out of time space. Minimal abrasions, minimal ghost pathways to penetrate. Or you could just go deaf. That's a good year for that too. Out of Newton, WZBC. Important message. I'm going to have a 30-second fundraiser. Send it in during that 30-second window, and we'll be very grateful. I'll let you know when it happens. It's kind of like a lightning round. Anyway, $500 million being spent worldwide right now. Half a Bee on propaganda being spent right now worldwide. So enjoy it. Some of it's yours. Because you have a stake in every dollar worldwide. If you're alive. Or dead and covered. Either way. Windows Part 2 for Half a Bee. Coming up at you. Don't bend over. WZBC.org up there. 617-552-4686. Down here. And 90.3, right in between. Right between the eyes.
Sometimes you can be right, but won't force your way, so you must have the right and the might.
American flag. It symbolizes freedom and justice for all mankind. Throughout the land, millions of Americans are proudly displaying the flag. Introducing the American Freedom Collection. A set of two quick display flags, one Old Glory flag and the exclusive God Bless America flag. Each flag is made of weatherproof, fade-resistant material. They attach to your car window in seconds. Just slide the slot in the window. It's that easy. It looks great on mailboxes, bikes, trucks, even inside your home. The American Freedom Collection also includes four reusable peel-and-place flags. There's no glue. Just peel off the flag, and it'll cling to any smooth surface. Call now and receive your personal American Freedom pin. You get everything. The Old Glory flag, the God Bless America flag, the peel-and-place flags, and flag pin. The entire American Freedom Collection for just $14.99. Call now.
To order your American Freedom Collection for only $14.99 plus shipping, have your credit card or checkbook ready and call 1-800-437-4446.
Fingerprint everybody, picture them, and then keep it that way. that way, because this country is the only country that lets in all the refuse that they possibly can get along with the good people. The people of the United States had better wake up before they have their whole little kitten caboodle go down the drain.
The screams, the land screaming, women and children screaming, men's dignity and respect screaming, the screams inside that separate the
to wake up before they have their whole little kitten caboodle
and contempt for the success and
go down the drain.
Big chiefs, little chiefs, large tribes, small tribes. All connected by chains linked to their past insecurities and days
of old.
Your mother was once my mother. Your father was once my father. My house was your place to rest in the storm, in the war, in the luxurious and extravagant hothouses of Western philosophy that apprehends our mothers and sisters' smiles. And only this God we trust, the one that consumes our very manhood. Illegitimate ideas wrapped up in some green and putrid religion. Time is money, money is time. Down to the docks, packed in, beaten, thrown in. Even the ships have no mercy. They speak to us of coming evils, subtle pleasures and open decadence. General Motors and the Pillsbury Doughboy, you will become the sleazy and slimy characters in someone else's mind. You will become the kindness that is truly a weakness. The ocean hears this assault upon our being. It becomes a friend. It shows compassion. Jump, jump, come to me. The waters become a deep and dark red. The sharks feast on our desire to be free. Bodies, bodies floating in their own afterthoughts. Children free. The dead mothers, the inevitability of death. Smashing them in the face. Men soaking the water for families.
$1.19 and the people in this country are tired of paying for the other people that are coming in here.
And torn and broken bodies paint the horizon with a terror that betrays the very essence of God.
That's on a ship, his back is getting ripped. The great, great, great grandson's a crook, that's a trip. A broken man with tattered rags, a one-way ticket up the creek without his bags. A color was his name, a chain was his claim, but the game was a 400-year reign. The tooth that thought, lift that bell, three-fifths of a human being with the country for a jail. He was sold to his master for the highest bidder. Three cows, two horses, and a healthy nigger. Bred like a thoroughbred with burnt face, lost in space, born to lose the race of grace. A hood ornament in a vehicle called hate, doomed to dilapidate in the great United States, the land of the free and the home of the Indian brave, and a plantation for a 20th century slave.
The blood, all that blood, so much blood, how can we forget a seat in the audience of the Grammy Awards? How can we forget a news anchor job telling respectable lies? How can we forget your hopes wrapped around some depraved manner? We arrive. The new rhythm is rating, so are they. The new rhythm is demanding,
we feel sorry,
so are
we
they.
Send money, we help them, but we don't want any more of those aliens, period.
The sun, very private and secret war dancers as he sneaks in on the wind. A charming addiction, seeking warmth and sanctuary. His presence precedes him. The perversion is so unique, the lust so warm, so kind. She gets into the rhythm. Suffocate my rage. I wash my anger in the light of the moon. I have to believe that things will get better and this darkness of over-exaggerated.
guys stand back. How many are we shooting off this?
Boomer 1 to Boomer 2. Standing by on Q1. 2 5-inch flag shells.
Okay. Dangerous on the first two.
R1.
Bombs bursting in air. The bombs bursting in air.
Funk.
And the rockets' red glare.
Funk. I beg your pardon. Vulgar song. I beg your pardon.
Poetic song.
The well-known vulgar song.
The bombs, bombs, bombs bursting in air.
I beg your pardon.
And the rockets, the rockets, the rockets' red glare.
Vulgar song.
The intense patriotism surging across our country carried the national anthem to new and different heights.
Targeting. Funk.
All the way to the top of the music charts.
Vulgar, vulgar song.
Poetic song.
I am an American.
To do is obfuscate, to confuse.
I am an American.
Leave the circle, eyes rolling back in their heads, their truth in a coma, bedside vigils and Jay McShann, yes! The creativity is still there. Somebody has to do this for humanity. Moving right along. We take the bombings. We take the lynchings. We take the rapes. And we smile. And we sing. And we dance. And we love. We love through all the reefer smoke. Through all the slow jams and hot numbers. And dream books. And poor black women dancing with their welfare checks. And subsidized dreams. And empty cognac bottles pretending to be.
Of a child in school learning how British rule and how the brothers they lost the jewel, like the chains of the cops undercover picking the war on drugs, just really war on soul brothers doing the lifetime bid on a planet called Earth where the head is dead last and the ass is first. Is the very same ass that took us on this trip that turned us into an ass, now ass is whipped. From Malcolm the King to Martin, there's plenty ass whipping. The Europe is only one out of many. They say death is the only freedom that will prevail. Bang bang, another nigga's going to jail.
Bench warrants snatch away the freedom of hands on bars, hoping the criminal justice system won't please find a way your imagination while speaking in dead tongues and handcuffed to the mercy of dollar signs.
Oh, no. They're working you hard.
It was a devout nun in the 15th century who decided to make a pilgrimage to Jerusalem. And she belonged to an order that wore bags over their heads. And the Mother Superior told the nun that if she walked through the countryside with a bag on her head, she would scare people. But the nun insisted, so the Mother Superior allowed her to walk around and around the cloister every day for 3 years, until she covered the equivalent distance to the holy city. At the end of her journey, the nun was so exhausted that she collapsed. A doctor was called. After examining her, he announced that she was too weak to make the return.
Exhausted. By the end of the day, just about crawl home.
Yeah, it's slowing down a little bit at my place. Everybody's in Chicago for RSNA, which is a big trade show. So I'm not working too hard because, you know, the big guys are out.
Oh, yeah, they have a lot of freedom.
Yeah.
The nun died shortly after.
One of those days where you just, you know, like to hang out at a museum or something, not work.
Yeah, no, I didn't want to work today. It was a busy day, but I just didn't want to.
When's the last time you went on a vacation?
I think it was June.
Yeah.
Florida.
Yeah, I like Florida.
I was living out in West Hollywood, When the Hollywood Strangler was strangling women, every night there was a panel discussion on TV about the Strangler, speculations about his habits, his motives, his methods. One thing was clear about him. He only strangled women when they were alone or with other women. And the panel members would always end the show by saying, "Now for all you women, listen. Don't go outside without a man. Don't walk out to your car. Don't even take the garbage out by yourself. Always go with a man." Then, one of the eyewitnesses identified a policeman as one of the suspects. The next night, the chief of police was on the panel. And he said, "Now for all you women, whatever happens, do not stop for a police officer. Stay in your car. If a police officer tries to stop you, do not stop. Keep driving, and under no circumstances should you get out of your car." For a few weeks, half the traffic in LA was doing twice the speed limit.
Favorite ribbon for your favorite chocolate?
Let's wait till Christmas. It's more legitimate then.
Temple on stage yet?
Yeah, but you can't go in there now.
I said, "Figo, I'm not selling you a dozen eggs. I'm selling you Herbie Temple. So don't give me any of your lip."
Hi, Al.
Since when did you two get acquainted?
How do you do, Mr. Temple?
Delighted. I'm Sidney Falco.
Oh, I'm glad to know you. Watch out for this guy, Herbie. He's a press agent. You watch out for him, Al. I stutter.
I caught your act the other night and...
On the first bounce or the second bounce?
And I just wanted to tell you how great I thought
well,
you
were. Well, that's fine. What time is it, Al?
Oh, we've got 10 minutes yet. Well, look, Falco, I hate to bother you, but we're kind of busy.
It's all right. A little busy myself.
I'm busy, too. Don't call us. We'll call you.
Do you mind if I ask an impertinent question with no criticism intended? Of course, Al, I know you earn your 10%. But how can you let a sock act like Herbie Temple tiptoe through town without a publicity bill?
We're not buying it, Falco. No fish today.
I'm not selling any. I'm just curious, that's all.
Answer his question fast, will you, before he asks you five more?
Mr. Temple don't believe in press agents. Does that answer you something?
Take your hands off me, lump. Look, nobody believes in a press agent, Temple, if he makes claims he can't produce. I'm not here to try to sell anything, and I'm not going to peddle anything. But when I tell a client I can get him space in Hunsiger's column, it's not talk. Excuse me.
Listen, you fool artist, if you think you can...
Let him alone, Al.
Hello, Sidney.
Hello, Mary. Could I talk to JJ, please?
Now, look, nobody hired you. We didn't talk any deal.
Relax, lump. I told you I wasn't peddling any fish today. JJ, hi. Sidney Falco. How are you, sweetheart?
Fine. Just fine, thanks. Look, I know it's late, but...
Is it too late to add something to your column? no relative. But very important. If you got a piece of paper and pencil, I can suggest a word or two. Good. If there's a more hilariously funny man around than... than Herbie Temple at the palace, you'll pardon us for not catching his name. We were too busy laughing. No, make that, we were too busy screaming. Right.
Thanks, J.J. Probably see you at 21 later. No, supper. Right. Goodbye, and thanks again. Bye.
Speak to the man, Al. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Hold it, will you? Al, speak to the Mr. Falco.
See me in my office.
Al makes all the deals, Doc. I can't...
I don't like a fella that's quick with his hands. You know, Temple, you've been three passes behind for the last 20 years. This could start you off real big. TV, movies, anywhere.
Well, the cost is a pretty penny, too, huh?
You tell him I stutter.
Look, why don't we wait until tomorrow?
Wait as long as you like. You know where my office is.
Last spring, I spent a week in a convent in the Midwest. I'd been invited there to do a series of seminars on language. They'd gotten my name from a list in Washington, from a brochure that described my work as deals with the spiritual issues of our time. Undoubtedly a blurb I had written myself.
Think you're going to like felony cars? He's wearing a blue suit. He's running traffic tickets. I might be boring most of the time, but who knows? There might be something right around the corner. Something?
No, not thrills, but something other folks don't see.
What if it's something you don't understand?
I don't know. It doesn't matter, I guess. Just as long as it's something.
To be there is the thing, huh, partner?
Deals with the spiritual issues of our time.
Simultaneously. The best evidence is one thing, but the power to enforce it is the insurance.
Undoubtedly a blurb I had written myself.
My full of spears and swords, being carried away by surging waves.
Samurai is found in death. Meditation on inevitable death should be performed daily.
Because of this, and also because men were not allowed to enter the convent, they asked me to come out.
Every day when one's body and mind are at peace, one should meditate upon being ripped apart by arrows, rifles, spears, and swords.
The night I arrived, they had a party for me in a nearby town in the downstairs lounge of the Crystal Lanes bowling alley. The alley was reserved for the nuns for their Tuesday night tournaments.
Being carried away by surging waves, being thrown into the midst of a great fire, being struck by lightning.
It was a pizza party, and the lounge was decorated to look like a cave. Every surface was covered with that spray-on rock that's usually used for soundproofing. In this case, it had the opposite effect. It amplified every sound.
Shaken to death by a great earthquake, falling from thousand-foot cliffs, dying of disease.
She's still here.
Now, the nuns were in the middle of their annual tournament playoffs, and we could hear all the bowling balls rolling very slowly down the aisles above us.
I lie here not knowing how long I've been alone. How can I heal? How am I supposed to heal if I can't feel time?
Making the rock club stalactites tremble and resonate. Finally, the pizza arrived, and the Mother Superior began to bless the food. Now, this woman normally had a gruff, low-pitched speaking voice, but as soon as she began to pray, her voice rose.
Seppuku at the death of one's master. And every day, without fail, one should consider himself as dead. This is the substance of the way of the samurai.
Became pure, bell-like, like a child's. The prayer went on and on, increasing in volume every time a sister got a strike, rising in pitch. Dear Father, in heaven, the next day, I was scheduled to begin the seminar on language. I had been very struck by this prayer, and I wanted to talk about how women's voices rise in pitch. rise in pitch when they are asking for things, especially from men. But it was odd.
And finally, the spiritual energy to do and the spiritual energy to be.
Every time I set a time for the seminar, there was some reason to postpone it. The potatoes had to be dug out, or a busload of old people would appear out of nowhere and have to be shown around. So I never actually did the seminar. But I spent a lot of time there, walking around the grounds and looking at all the crops, which were all labeled. And there was also a very neatly laid out cemetery, hundreds of identical white crosses in rows. And they were labeled Maria, Teresa, Maria Teresa, Teresa Maria. And the only sadder cemetery I saw was last summer in Switzerland. And I was dragged there by a Hermann Hesse fanatic, a very sincere Swede who had never recovered from reading Siddhartha. And one hot August morning, when the sky was white, we made a pilgrimage to the cemetery.
Seven of them that are masculine, from that energy to will to the state of being. Seven of them that are feminine, from that state of imagination to that state of being. From will to doing, from imagination to being. These are the principles, these are the energies, these are the vibrations that comprise that matrix that is masculine and that matrix which is feminine.
We brought a lot of flowers, and we finally found his grave. It was marked with a huge fir tree and a mammoth stone that said Hesse in huge Helvetica bold letters.
And these energies in their configuration are available to all of you. Whether you choose to be a man or a woman does not matter. You have access to all of these energies. And they're there for you to discover, for you to explore, for you to bring into harmony. And as you bring them into that state of harmony, as you allow them to work together, not being one or the other, but allowing them to work together, you create a harmonic that is you. That is you. A tone.
It looked more like a marquee than a tombstone. And around the corner was this tiny stone for his wife, Nina. And on it was one word. Ausländer. Foreigner. And this made me so sad and so mad. that I was sorry I'd brought the flowers. Anyway, I decided to leave the flowers, along with a mean note. And it read, "Even though you're not my favorite writer, by a long shot, I leave these flowers on your resting."
And as you bring them into that state of harmony, as you allow them to work together, not being one or the other, but allowing them to work together, you create a harmonic that is you. That is you. A tone that is you. Seven components of one matrix combined with the seven components of the other matrix, the two matrices come together to form you, a tone, a harmonic tone that is you. That tone, when then stretched and shrunk and worked this way and worked that way, moved this way and that and the other, is what leads ultimately to the state of out of that balance can come the symphony or the full tonation, the full self.
On the test pattern, kind of a half matrix, radiating out from the substation carriers, and the electronic confab from the infrastructure outlet near you. Is any of that stuff really going on out there beyond the bunker? I think possibly, probably not. I think it really was a movie, wasn't it? Bruce Willis is very active these days. With and without hair. Sort of a demi-Bruce, if you will. I don't know, I'm getting it all confused. Because there's various Shinto philosophies that say all is illusion, everything changes, and all that stuff. I never go anywhere. I kind of stay and practice my surrealism religion as though my life depended on it. And I could swear that stuff is not happening. Not really happening. Not really. And that makes me feel a whole lot better about things. as if it was happening. And if there is Windows on the desktop, I would feel very beside myself, as it were. I might have to get up, take action, and swim through the long water. Now, I don't want to have to get up and swim over there. And I don't want to have to wonder if it all works out in the end. Truth, beauty, and the universal way and all. And I've been told that it does not. Not on this frequency. And I don't want to have to figure out how science has it all wrong. And that daddy blamed mommy and mommy's getting gang fucked in the alley. I don't want to have to face that. And babysitter is on video. Too much for me. Don't make me swim through there.
Get cracked.
Or you could do the right thing.
Order both
and let your competition lay stretched out on the canvas.
Wondering where the freight train that just hit him in the side of the head came from.
So sit back,
relax,
and prep yourself
for full contact imaging
from real world.
I want you to hit me as hard as you can.
Full contact imaging.
Our gift to the world, to the world, to the world, to the world.
Samurai.
In unity, there is strength.
Oh, you can't scare me. I'm sticking to the Union. I'm sticking to the Union. I'm sticking to the Union. Oh, you can't scare me. I'm sticking to the Union. I'm sticking to the Union. So don't even try. Oh, you can't scare me. I'm sticking to the Union. I'm sticking to the Union. I'm sticking to the Union. Oh, you can't scare me. I'm sticking to the Union. I'm sticking to the Union. So don't even try. I'm sticking to the Union. I'm sticking to the Union. Oh, you can't scare me. I'm sticking to the Union. I'm sticking to the Union. So don't even try.
Here is.
Where are you from?
Nashville, Tennessee.
What's your trade?
Lemonade.
How much does it cost?
5 cents a cup.
That's a fair price. So please fill it up.
Where are you from?
Chicago, Illinois.
What's your trade?
Kool-Aid. We need to be sure that they actually work and work well, and they don't over.
You know,
they don't sweep in too many suspects, and they actually sweep in the suspects we want them to.
Where are you from?
New York City.
What's your trade?
Orangeade.
How much does it cost?
A quarter a cup.
That's a fair price, so please fill it up.
Where are you from?
Orlando, Florida.
What's your trade?
Mineral water.
How much does it cost?
A dollar a cup.
That's a fair price, so please fill it up. How much does it cost?
A dollar a
cup. Second problem is that in order for them to work, there needs to be a huge database of our faces in there. Lots of innocent people need to be in there in order just as a statistical matter for them to have enough data to know the difference between my face and somebody else's, which means that there is a large database of everybody's faces out there. That can, you know, once it is collected, limiting it for certain uses and not allowing it to be used for others has been something that traditionally the American government hasn't done very well. And a good example of that is our Social Security numbers, which were just supposed to be about the Social Security system and, of course, have leaked out into all sorts of other identifying uses now.
Sandy Cohen is legal director of the Electronic Frontier Foundation, and I'm going to invite...
Today.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Smile. Oh, sweetheart, get there. Come here, sweetheart. The cock has something to say to you. You know what it's going to say?
What?
It's going to say, open up your fucking mouth. Turn your fucking face here. I'm going to shut it off, and then you're going to bring your face back. Bring your face back here. Come to me, sweetheart. Come to me. Yes, I'm going to hold you in place now, because you're a little fucking nasty bitch, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Stay where you are, piss face. Yes, oh, it's so nice. Turn, sweetheart.
Oh, God.
Oh, shut off the valve again. You gotta come back here. I'm a one pissed bucket. I'm pissed off at you today. Worse than these guys right here.
It's burning the shit out of my eyes.
Then let's get it over with. You gotta get it over, sweetheart.
Le pisé, c'est beau. Comme elle était belle, la Médina.
La Medina.
Lole, 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 lola.
Medina.
When I worked Vice, I busted that pimp for beating up a whore. I heard the guy I could use a doctor. Dr. Smith and Wesson for a frontal lobotomy.
Medina. Lole, 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 lola.
Medina.
Et moi je retournerai là-bas. Comme elle sentait bon, la Médina. L'odeur de safran, de curcuma. On s'envole vers Paris.
That's the fucking pee on steroids here. I'm gonna fucking drown you. Come here, you little rat.
Comme elle sentait bon, la Médina.
La Médina.
Lolé, 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 lola.
Médina.
Et moi je retournerai là-bas.
La Médina.
Lolé, 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 lola.
I'm gonna ride you worse than these guys here. My little soldiers. Okay, come here, you little piss whore. Yes, you came back for more? You came back for more? For more? Yes, you came back for more? You came back for more?
Yes.
Oh, there's some shampoo, bitch. Open up.
Good. Yes.
April showers bring... Mayflowers, bitch. I'm going to leave you there till May.
Je m'en serais évanoui, tellement elle faisait tache dans le bar du pays. Elle avait sur les joues des tonnes de peinture.
They kept testing Sammy for months. Always with the same objects carrying the electrical charge.
Oh!
It's a test, Sammy.
Test this, you fucking quack.
Even with total short-term memory loss, Sammy should have learned to instinctively stop picking up the wrong objects. All the previous cases responded to conditioning. Sammy didn't respond at all. It was enough to suggest that his condition was psychological, not physical.
We turned down his claim on the grounds that he wasn't covered for mental illness. His wife got stuck with the bills, and I got a big promotion. Conditioning didn't work for Sammy, so he became helpless. But it works for me. Not even the way Sammy couldn't. Habit and routine make my life possible. Conditioning. Acting on instinct.
Ma petite annonce salivée l'avait fait saliver. Elle m'envoyait des courriers plutôt bien salés. J'étais tellement content. J'ai mordu dedans. Faut dire qu'elle acceptait de vivre à mes côtés à plein temps. Elle brandit à présent ce foire au blême qui devait me permettre de la reconnaître sans problème. Je l'ai bien reconnu, ça oui. Me voilà dehors pour la nuit. Une drag queen en montagne, ça m'aurait pas servi. Ça m'aurait pas servi.
Our favorite moments from the last series of Night Calls.
This show features all the wonderful women we've come across, whether it's the viewers we've spoken to or guests we've fondled. They're all here in this show.
So sit back and enjoy the best of Night Calls. Girls, girls, girls.
I kind of think of violence as rapid change. So what's more violent? Bombs a-poppin'? Or just being a regular pervert? I don't know, it confuses me. You blow up the world inside your own pants or skirt or a ballet outfit or a Boy Scout uniform.
When I had it was so abusive, it's been a while. It's been like over 5 years. He would fight me and beat me up and cheat on me and talk about me and say all these mean things. That all you can do for me is give me material things, but you can't have no baby for me and all this. And that was abusive. That was hurting to me.
Right.
Because I really do like children. I had to get away from him.
Were you crushed or hurt?
Honey, I was suicidal.
Suicidal?
And homicidal. My life was crushed. I was devastated. I really cared about him.
Do you think you'll ever be in love like that again?
I don't want to be.
You don't
want to
be?
I'm just a plain old little simple transsexual call girl, honey. I had a good night. This one guy gave me $350 just because I was pretty.
What?
So my night was in total waste. Thank God I got an ad in the paper.
He didn't want anything for that?
He wanted me to penetrate him, but I couldn't do it, so I put a condom on my finger and got behind him and humped on him, and he thought that I was doing it.
You meet guys mostly through your ad?
Yeah. Well, all right, sweetie, honey.
This is...
Oh, that's money, honey. Hello? Do you want to see me? I'm available now. What, darling, my minimum is $150. Is that a problem? Well, how generous can you be? I'm negotiable. You're really horny? So am I. You want to be raped? I don't have a problem with doing that. You've been with hundreds of women and 7 transsexuals, and the transsexuals turn you on more than women. How old are you? 37? You're young to be feeling that way, to have that type of attitude. Okay, are you ready to come see me now? Okay, great. So I'm going to run in the house and put on something real sexy, honey. All right, baby. Clean up real good for me, honey.
Clean up real good for me. Yeah, I got whips.
Paddles, dildos, handcuffs, all of that. All right, baby. We'll come and get it. Duty calls.
Tell us what you want, baby.
I
want
to be pissed off.
Face. Soaker, yeah.
Come on.
You having fun?
Yep. It's actually warm.
Yeah, take a shower, baby.
As you begin to understand these energies and start to detach them from men and detach them from women and allow them to be energies.
Why do I gotta carry this gun in my belt? Why not in my pocket? What if this thing goes off and shoots my dick off? That's all I need.
Jimmy.
Anyways, why do we gotta wear matching leather jackets, these goddamn dumb cats?
Jimmy, these things make an impression on robbery witnesses. They'll see all this leather and describe it as 6'4". And that cap will hide part of your face. I know what I'm doing.
Jumping Jesus, we look like the goddamn cats and jammer kids.
Run in the house and put on something real sexy, honey.
Adam Newton. Your pipeline to a dream time, my friend. And the price is good. The white powder is as promised. And it can read your mind. As far as contagion is concerned. It's the good kind of white powder. Only the good kind. You've had the rest. It's organic derivative. Pipeline to the dream time.
All right, baby. Clean up real good for me, honey. Smell real good for me. Yes, I got whips, paddles, dildos, handcuffs, all of that.
Just a minute.
Can you open the door?
Hi, Teddy.
Finished playing with yourself, Lenny? Oh, I get it. Amorous neighbors.
What are you doing here?
You called me. You said you needed my help. You know, I've had more rewarding friendships than this one. Although, I do get to keep telling the same jokes. What the fuck is that? The fuck is that?
You don't know him?
No, should I? Wait a minute. Is that John G?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? You don't know? You didn't write it down?
Well, I might have fallen asleep before I did.
For Christ's sakes. Ask him.
What's your name? Your name?
Dodd.
And who did this to you?
What?
Who did this to you?
You did.
Zebra 4, code 6, at Carlos and Gower.
6 Zebra 4, Roger.
Cops.
Take it easy. It may just be a traffic ticket.
Jumping Jesus.
He deserves a kiss.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, it's cold. Somebody else pee on me.
Pee on me. So if I can win, you're not down.
I feel something.
Soak her face.
Hey. Dude, where's your aim?
Over here.
Close to here. Let's see right. All right, baby, we'll come and get it. Bye-bye.
WZBC out of Newton, serving the American Plateau proudly for several decades with the art form invented here by the natives, brought over here, and the money changers making it all work out, greasing the skids for the grand experiment gone utterly, utterly utterly. American art form for Americans and everybody else forced to listen to the sound through the walls in your average cheap motel, geared to make expense travel dear, hard to move. You don't need papers, but you need cash to travel around here. Even though we're united. So stand up and be proud, Americans. This is your time in the sun. In the West. The beginning and the end of everything ever experienced by the human being.
Oh, duty calls. It's a job. It's a living, honey. It pays the bills.
Money was fucked out of every orifice, this great land of ours. Pump back in and fuck back out. Every way imaginable. The Western land where all knowledge was actually put back into the toothpaste tube. Unbelievable. All value deleted. Artificial fibers inject molded into every orifice. Stand up and be proud, ladies and gentlemen. It's our time. They can't take it away from us.
Thank you. very influenced by Martin Luther King and Gandhi. I believe very deeply in nonviolent civil disobedience.
Is it okay to ask for more money for education? How about the spotted owl? Is it still being screwed around with? And the niggers, we still fucking with them? And the sexual deviants, a day in the sun? Pass legislation for nude beaches? Is it time? Copacetic sympathetic time for marching in the streets, or just a vague, vague memory? Sunset in the west. Is everything we know wrong, or is wrong all we can know? Takes a great talent. It takes design. A masterful plan.
Here were these leaders on campus. Now I was a graduate student. And they were saying, we have to raise the stakes. We have to stop the war in a much more militant way.
Look, I'm not going to help you kill that guy.
No, just let me think for a minute.
Okay, Natalie. Who's Natalie? Natalie who?
Why?
Maybe I know her.
Look, we gotta get him out of here.
All right. He's gotta have a car, right? So we take him down to his car, we tell him to get the fuck out of town or we're gonna kill him.
We can't just walk him out of here tied up and bleeding.
How the fuck did you get him up here?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
Yes, I do. This is not my room. It must be his room. Great, let's go.
No. We can't just leave him here.
Why not?
Because the maid's going to walk in. She'll see him, call the cops. He can ID us.
Okay, we untie him, we clean him up, and we march him out of here with a gun in his back.
A gun? Why would I have a gun?
Must be his. I don't think they'd let someone like me carry a gun.
I fucking hope not.
Put my poems in the space between myself and other people. And when I'm reading them, I'm not the poet, I'm the reader. And my job is to read them correct, with accurately, right, to do them justice, to do them right. This is called Whitman in Black. For my sins, I live in the city of New York. Whitman City, lived in Melville's census. Urban inferno, where love can stay for only a minute, then has to go to get some work done. Here, the detective and the small-time criminal are one. And though the cases get solved, the machine continues to run. Big town will wear you down, but it's only here you can turn around 360 degrees. And everything is clear from here at the center to every point along the circle of horizon. Here you can see for miles and miles and miles. Be born again daily. Die nightly for a change of style. Here, clearly here. See with affection. Bleakly cultivate compassion.
Whitman's walk unchanged after its fashion.
No, they want experience.
So you need experience.
I never liked plays. As a kid, my parents used to take me to plays. I was never that into them. I never quite got the idea of it. Like, how can you get the same feeling from this performance sitting in the front row as you do in the back row?
My brother Tom went to our family reunion
in Cincinnati, Ohio. He saw our cousins by the dozens, and he saw many of our aunts and uncles, too. There was talking and laughter and idle chatter. There were games and dancing and singing of songs like Skip to My Lou.
Skip to my loo, my darling. I pray that you will grow intellectually so that you can understand the problems of the world and where you fit into in that world picture.
Lost my partner, what shall I do? Skip to my loo, my darling. Skip, skip, skip to my loo. Skip, skip, skip to my loo. Skip, skip, skip to my loo. Skip to my loo, my darling.
I'll find another one prettier than you.
I'll find another one prettier than you.
The American way. Who said? The man said. Burden, don't hang around. If I run over, I'll cut some items off the tail. From Washington through Jefferson, from Lincoln and FDR, right up to today. The democratic way of life. That's what the man said. Nowadays, it doesn't export too well. But you know and I know that our best secret weapon is democracy. Democracy.
That's grand.
Let's never forget it, ladies and gentlemen.
Just grand, J.J. Is my makeup all right? You know, despite the scads
fine,
of movies
it's fine.
I've made...
Mary, take care of Miss Tam. Anything she wants, she's our star
I've
today.
Been on TV. Thank you.
Where's Fred?
Skip to my loo, my darling.
There was telling of stories of years gone by. Some stories were so funny, you would laugh and say, my. And some stories were so sad that they could make you cry. 2 days they celebrated. 2 days they shared. Lots of memories. It was hard to say goodbye because they cared. Maybe next year they will choose another city, and maybe I can go too. But in the meantime, let us keep in touch with one another. Let us phone or write. Let us keep this family together. Let us pull together as a team.
Drink water?
Yeah, just a little bit.
And I bought an avocado today.
You did? How much?
$1.
That's too much. That's too much. No. But you're good. You look good. Well, I'm saying you look good. Your appearance.
Yeah. I doctored my hair.
Yeah, you're good looking.
I'm going to be 60 years old.
When?
September.
What day?
20th.
September 20th.
So fast.
I'm going to write that down now.
The guy that I have coffee with in the morning, you know, at Starbucks. He saw Morris, and I haven't talked to Morris for about 4 years. And, you know, he likes to know what I'm doing, what is happening, what is about, you know. So he told this fellow, oh, Jake is going to be 60 in September. And he told Morris, yeah, and he has all his teeth and his hair. And Morris said, I lost mine. And he left. He didn't like that call.
Hey. I'm touchy about that kind of stuff because I'm losing mine.
You are?
Yeah.
Then I haven't lost mine.
Well.
And now I darken it and it looks like a teenager. I use just for me.
Right now I'm writing down your birthday on a post-it note so I know when it is.
Yours is in July, what, 9?
11.
Yeah. But I have to get ready July 9.
I had salmon on July 8th.
Salmon. Hey, next year I buy you salmon.
I'll be here for the next 3 years.
It'll be better than this one. The last one that we have. I wasn't happy with the last one.
Okay. So...
my car is still in the garage. I have to do the inspection. If I don't sell it by July 31st. Cost me $29. Where do you do inspections now?
I go to the place on Harvard Street that's right next to the cinema.
Shell?
Could be. Okay. Could be. Alright, so...
they charge $29?
That's what I paid.
And now, next year I have to do it again? Is every year or every 2 years?
Every year.
So why did they go up? What did they... what is the fucking... the new...
the state. State wants more money.
More money?
Yeah.
And the registration used to be for free, now it's no longer for free. You have to pay $30, $35.
Yeah.
The big, the fucking big dick.
Okay.
I saw you this morning walking with your open arm.
Yeah, I was in a good mood. Yesterday I lost money in Connecticut. But,
what you're doing.
Yeah, but, anyway, today I'm, you know, I'm in a...
the week before you did okay.
Yeah.
But I don't like what you did when you came here to eat salmon after.
After. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I've given that up. That,
yeah, but you said that when you were here, too.
Yeah, but
you went right for 2 minutes later, right there in the...
yeah.
In the, yeah, in the concrete, sitting on the concrete.
Yeah, that was different. That was getting close to my birthday, you know. I like to celebrate.
I don't like...
yeah, but I'm not going to do it around you, though.
I don't like it.
Okay.
Did you hear from Dahlia?
I didn't, no. No, but I have another one lined up for Tuesday.
That's from the day service?
Uh-huh.
Did she lie or she said the truth in this? Sometimes they lie.
And I haven't met her yet. I'm meeting her on Tuesday.
I wore my pant yesterday, Saturday, for... the Brooks Brothers. Oh, they're delicious.
What does that have to do with lying?
Lying? No, yeah. I just remember now.
Sometimes you change the subject very quickly.
Yeah, it is.
Uh-huh.
But I look good. $178 pair of pants. But it's excessive money. Excessive. And you know a designer pants cost $300? Joseph Abud or one of those Ferragamo. What's happening? Where do people get the money?
What, give me an idea what we're talking about here. What,
pants, wool pants.
Okay.
Ferragamo, you know Ferragamo?
No.
Joseph Abud? $300.
Yeah.
A pair of men's pants, slacks.
Uh-huh.
I think that's it. You have to steal money.
No, you gotta be frugal, right?
Well, I made the money, but I mean for the new generation.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, I'm all set now for life. My problem is now to live long enough to spend what I got.
Okay.
And by the way, I'm going to the doctor tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
For a checkup.
Okay.
You know, my blood pressure has been tremendously...
I didn't know that.
Good lately. No, good.
Oh, good.
Well, I take a pill. But now it's like 118.
In your eyes?
My eyes, I take drops. What can I tell you? I'm going to be 60. But I have all my teeth.
You have all your teeth?
Yeah.
And they're in good condition?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Some feeling.
I was so high that day that I... what did you say? I couldn't see my...
I don't even talk about it. I really don't.
So you have all your hair...
When you were here, you were bad. When I saw you, when I was... after my walk, you were embarrassing.
Well, so the pants are $300 for the nice ones.
$300 with Ferragamo, Joseph Abud.
Uh-huh.
You know, Boss, BOSS.
Uh-huh.
All these places in Bloomingdale.
Uh-huh.
Brooks Brothers is 178. They, you know, they only have their brand.
Uh-huh.
The dress shirt, 75. What do you have to steal money?
What kind of dress shirt? What name? Wilk Rodriguez? Something?
No. Yes, the same kind. Rabudi or... Canali.
Yeah. You had me thinking about Morris Wither. If he shoves you again, I'll kill him.
No, he cannot shove me because I don't stand in front of him. He shoved me about 4 years ago.
He did?
Yeah.
And what was your response?
No, see, because you don't get in the gutter with these people. He's sick, you know. I'm not sick.
Yeah, if he shoves you again, I'll kill him.
He just pushed me.
Yeah, if he pushes you again, I'll kill him. I'll drop him.
Then you go to jail and...
No, I'll drop him like a hot potato.
Yeah, but he's not worth going to jail for.
That's what Noah told me. That's what Noah told me.
Did he say... Yeah, Noah...
We talked about it. Me and Noah talked about it.
About what?
About he shoving you. I said I didn't like that.
Yeah.
So...
What did he say?
He said it's not worth me going to jail over.
Exactly. I would tell you the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I appreciate how you feel.
Well,
it doesn't pay.
Anybody, you know, if he should.
Yeah, but it doesn't pay.
Yeah.
Now I don't even get near him, so it cannot hurt me. But he didn't hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
I could have sued him, too, if I had witnesses.
Uh-huh.
But I don't, you know, but again, what am I going to do with the money? You know, what is...
Yeah.
You know, another 500,000, put it from his account to my account. What good is it?
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
What I
do. What we need to be healthy and not to hold any grouch.
Yeah.
I talked to Noah during the week.
There isn't one day where Morris doesn't stay at his own house. Do you know that?
I don't know what you mean by that.
Every day he ends up at his mom's house for some reason or other. He sleeps at his mom's.
He lives there.
Oh, I thought he had it his own place.
You know, he cannot stay alone.
Okay.
He sleeps at home.
Mm-hmm.
He's in it there. He has a place just for jollies. Because it started as a rent control, you know, you had to, if you could, you couldn't rent it. And then now he keeps it empty just for jollies. Money's not an object in there either, you know.
So, anyhow, well, I got some blacktop patch.
Some what?
Some blacktop patch.
What is that?
It's actually ready mix concrete.
Uh-huh.
Not really concrete, but you know, blacktop.
Uh-huh.
And I think I'm gonna do the one in front of Schoen's.
Okay. You know, I had the cleaning house here, my basement. I'm going to fucking empty it. You know the blue house across the street from me on Beaconsfield?
Yeah.
They're gutting it. They have a dumpster in there. They're gutting it.
Uh-huh.
It was empty 8 or 9 months. It changed hands. Chinese people bought it. And now they are just gutting it. They fill one dumpster in one day.
Uh-huh.
You like baseball?
Yeah.
I'm watching the Red Sox now.
Uh-huh. What's the score?
0-0. Pedro is pitching.
Against who?
Hmm?
Against who?
Chicago White Sox.
Uh-huh.
It's a good game.
Yeah, well,
let us pray Mama went away.
Yeah.
So the work is good, everything is good.
Yeah,
not the
bad.
Indian, they not nothing to talk about, right?
The Indian, no, nothing. Our Father, which art in heaven, he's brain dead.
We shall, I don't know what to do. Think I should expect to cut tomorrow or wait another week?
Oh, no, expect it tomorrow. Keep it for a couple of years. It's a good car. Keep it for 3 years.
For my prestige, you know.
Yeah, keep it. It's a good car.
Huh?
All right.
Okay, my good friend.
Okay.
God, you're well.
All right. The strongest word. Can we go through your day? Because we get jerked around. Me and Nick are getting both jerked around a lot.
The strongest word.
is still the word great. And what's the basic price going to be? A four. An O.
Anywhere from 360 to 380, depending on what he's got.
Give me a half.
Half comes to two.
What do you mean?
200 for half.
That's fine. Give me a half.
All right, well, I'll check and see. I mean, I can't guarantee anything. I mean, sometimes the kid's out for a week, and sometimes he's got it for 30 days straight. It just all depends on.
Give me a call.
Nick's got your number, right?
Yeah.
I'll just get it from him, and I'll check tomorrow. I mean, it wouldn't happen tonight. Just the kid I go through is fucking...
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know.
I'll check tomorrow and see what I can do.
Okay, good.
I'll just get it and I'll hold it.
Yep. Have you heard from Fred lately?
I haven't heard from Fred since he left.
I'll tell you something.
Okay.
Yeah, well, it didn't even catch fire. The windings got so hot that the insulation started to melt, and that makes a very foul-smelling...
But it's a very distinctive smell.
But it wasn't electrical.
It didn't smell like electrical smoke.
No, I know what that smells like.
Men have lived the word.
Well, I'm wired my house.
You wired your house. Oh, do you know an electrical fire smell?
Oh, yeah. I've got the fire department out.
So it didn't smell like an electrical smell like rubber?
No.
The right word.
You never smell like burning paper.
The right words,
I was afraid you were going to say that.
100 regiments. You can say four blunt words, and a man will hit you in the face.
Words.
You know, it's different in films. Why I like films. You can be very nuanced and very subtle in film.
Yeah. I think he's graduated from the Army or military or something like that.
Yeah.
Is still the word. An old friend for, what is it, a graduation ceremony?
So are you already thinking what your next movie will be?
I think he's graduated from the Army or military or something like that.
Yeah.
For your time of morning,
I will wait.
Other tested words are.
Who are you talking to?
That was my mom. She's down there for a meeting. She had downstairs.
Meeting?
Yep.
Oh, boy.
That's my court meeting.
I guess I better pretty soon. The standard of living has been raised. My wife made us get some cell phones, new computer.
So
the overhead's going up. I have to pay the bills.
I'll talk to you a bit later then.
Oh, I see you're a bro.
Huh?
My wife says I work too hard.
Okay.
She means it right. Today certainly I feel like the man's attention to the high quality.
Hey, did you like T's Pub the other time we went?
Oh, yeah.
I just turned down a $10,000 offer from the Gap to have my photo taken.
Yeah.
I got my Cadillac out.
I don't know. It's been sort of deserted.
What do you mean have my photo taken for the Gap? I said, yeah, we're doing an ad campaign and billboards of... billboards and magazines of young, hip film directors. I said, I'm 53 years old. I'm not young. I'm not hip. I don't even wear blue jeans, you know.
The video.
Our hole's got a hole in it.
What was I going to say? So what'd you do today?
Basically, I just rested because somehow I caught a second cold. I don't know how I managed to do that, but it happened.
This is donuts.
So,
our holes
tomorrow
got a hole
I'm going
in
to,
it.
Get back to
from
my
which
usual
soul
self
of the nation leaks.
So I do
hey, us,
eight laps,
U.S.,
so well,
it's time to re-soul. Yeah. Poets of the world rewrite history.
Really?
Yep. Says oh, she don't want me to.
No, it doesn't matter. If you want to.
Yep. 57 gazillion lump tongue varieties.
So when are you going to invite me over
the
to
the dazed, the bored, the goofed off with the dazzling, the boring as it relates to collaborative, co-conspiratorial to turn the beat around, round, and stick to it.
I know.
But anyway,
an escape hatch. Have you ever played golf or went to the driving range?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
The beat around round.
Let's do it.
And
like
stick
it
to it. Love magnets.
Or I'll show you a little bit about it first. So
yeah.
I'll show you. Give you a little pre-lesson.
Wilderness.
So you can understand it.
Wilderness. I understand golf. I've played
wilderness.
It a few times before.
Yeah.
Wilderness. Wilderness.
I seem to be much better the second time.
I'm now going to read to you all your First
you might
Amendment
be
rights.
I said
to
I was
wish.
Much better the second time.
This eminently transferable, readily assumable poetic license is yours immediately free for all. But you gotta speak it up to keep it up!
Yeah.
You got the right to get noisy!
Yeah.
Noisemakers! Oh, excuse me, I feel something that you can't understand. What is it? Exactly. You're it! Tag! You're it! Japan's annual tree poem celebration of everybody sits down and writes a tree poem. Tree poem seeds planted in brains are nurtured through arboreous fertilizing rituals. Citizens reading poem, trees in poems, breeze poem, returning leaves to trees they sprang from. But in us, U.S., we sing rock and opera in the shower, so who's all wet? This just in, news bulletin. Name of country changes to United States of Poetry. Creates CD-ROM instant access to who we are. Are we physicalizes First Amendment rights guaranteed poe for all. 57 gazillion varieties of newly freed voices raised as one from top shelves of dust museums. Poets of the U.S., us, rewrite. You got nothing to lose but your place in line. What are you going to pick? Quick, pick your brains. And when the poetry reading's over, we get to sit around the campfire, Australopithecus's television set, and have open mic, where we open up mic. And she says, not in the shower, but to showering stars, molecules free be you and me. And when we run out of poems, the conclusive Emily XYZ borrows a $20 bill and reads it, turning and turning the bill in the widening gyre, decoding the glyphs of the new single. That's right, $20 bill is a new single, 1995 economic style, e pluribus unum, definition of poem, legal tender equals ain't that oxymoronish, and then you gotta kiss that bill goodbye, send it off to revitalize the whole economy. A salmon rushes out to spawn. Poetry now informs the entire economy.
Yeah.
A bill folds in on itself like the back page of Mad Magazine, revealing a whole new poem. The new whole poem can never be bought or sold. Thingless thing poem. Whole poem, as in poker, should not mean, but be. So don't be depressed. Instead, be absolutely mournfully depressed. Go ahead, get despondent, even. Be sad. Being sad is accurate view of the well of the world. From behind the webbed veil of your fanny eyelids, gut-wrenching sadness. Never return to any other emotion. Sad, insoluble problems. Be sad. sad. AIDS cure vomits out of your poem. Right. Hideous universal inequalities are solved by the song. Sure. Let's all get out of the shower and sing harmonies and hold hands. And maybe we should put our clothes on first. Maybe we should strip our skins off first. You shake lion roars. Grace utopia vision governs action, causes restructuring of table of elements, now called the elements of a table. And we all sit down, but who are we? We're sitting on it. We're laughing. Oh, oh, we're laughing at ourselves. We're the new poets. U.S. us. The same heroes we've been searching for. Us. Found in our own backyards. That's right. That's what Dorothy said. She said, in your own blank, passive potato faces, it becomes the perfect slate on which to scratch those poems in. Pierre Reverie, interruptus, this just in. Newsflash, ballot in. Census department has decreed detailed census of each individual must needs be undertaken. Whitman's huge. He contains multitudes. Let's count them. Millions of tiny voices freed, quickly losing track of exact numbers, starting over, while, meanwhile, onto the next simile synthesis, here it is. The only contradiction is no contradictions. As the emergency emerges, sweet song of poetry demanding to be heard, petals on a wet black bough, singing 57 gazillion lung tongue varieties. America, a single bird.
Ad campaign and billboards of billboards and magazines of young hip film directors.
And I found their rhetoric seductive.
I think we were pretty convinced that we were going to shut down the induction center when we went down there. We felt strong. There were a lot of us. We felt well organized. We had a lot of planning meetings.
Keep rolling.
Hi. My name's Layla Jade, and I'm from England, and I'm just about to do one of my favourite fucking things, which is doing disgusting things with my own fucking urine. So, I hope you're ready, because here's a glass, here's my cunt, here's my bladder, and here is my wee. Ready? Look. Oh. Oh, look at that. I'm a bad girl. I'm a very, very bad fucking girl. Look at that, you bastard. You know what you made me do? You are just so rude. You are just so downright depraved and disgusting. Is it unbelievable? Really. I think the people who watch people do things like this are just fucking perverse. It was lovely. Thank you for watching me doing that.
Wilderness. 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 He said, wilderness. 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 Wilderness.
he said. The wilderness. Out of the wilderness. Out of the wilderness. Out of the wilderness. Out of the wilderness. Hard, he said.
This nation. Hard 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 this nation. Out hard this nation. Out hard this nation. Out hard this nation. Out nation. Out Bible, he said. The Bible. The Bible. Cards, he said. And the Bible. This Bible. Cards, this out.
Machine, he said. Machine.
And the Bible.
Submachine. Submachine gun.
The Bible. And the submachine gun. Cards,
and I pray that all the fear that has ever been in your heart will be taken out. And when you look at that man, if you know he's nothing but a coward, you won't fear him. If he wasn't a coward, he wouldn't gang up on you. This is how they function. They function in mobs. That's a coward. They put on a sheet so you won't know who they are. That's a coward. No. The time will come when that sheet will be ripped off. If the federal government doesn't take it off, we'll take it off. For you, and don't let the white man fight for you.
Well, I think to teach a man to hate himself is much more criminal than teaching him to hate someone else. And look at you. Who taught you to hate yourself?
Well, I got the books right here, and they're open to each and every brother's complete inspection. Get your hands off of that thing there. So you want to see the financial books, huh?
Yes.
Well, there he is. There he is.
What makes the so-called Negro unable to stand on his own two feet? He has no self-confidence. He has no proud confidence in his own race. Because the white man destroyed your and my past, destroyed our knowledge of our culture. And by having destroyed it, now we don't know we have any achievement, any accomplishment. And as long as you can be convinced that you never did anything, you can never do anything.
I said, what do you mean have my photo taken for the Gap? They said, yeah, we're doing an ad campaign and billboards and magazines of young hip film directors. I said, I'm 53 years old. I'm not young. I'm not hip. I don't even wear blue jeans.
Machine guns, shotguns, axe handles, pistols, bayonets, knives, brass knuckles, and a submachine gun. Carbines, shotguns, axe handles.
I thought I'm sort of short, disheveled, graying guy with white, hairy arms. You're going to put me in like a Gap t-shirt?
Pistols, bayonets, knives, brass knuckles, and a submachine gun. America, he said. America on a gun built on a gun. America was built. The gun was built on a gun. It's good to see all of you there toting guns, he said. America was built on a gun.
Going to sell a Gap clothes? As tempting as that $10,000 was, you know, they employ sweatshop laborers in Saipan. You're not going to endorse that company. Screw them.
Well, were you flattered that...
The gun and the Bible carved this nation out of the wilderness. Mayor Dukes,
were you flattered
if you want our guns,
that...
come out and get them.
Were you flattered that...
Slag heat, drinking and shooting a pistol at the little pools of fire winking at them in the darkness.
Bam, bam, bam.
Saipan, you're not going to endorse that company.
You are the eyes, the mind, and the will of every bullet you fire. Reason enough to take great care. And reason enough to remember again that liquor always comes later, after the guns are cleaned and racked. That's the time to relax with a drink. The only time.
This is the wild side life, ain't it, Wilkes?
Out of Newton. Still out of Newton. For now. Forever. Americans, be afraid. Very, very afraid. Use your imagination. You can do it. What comes next? Bowling balls that will not come off your fingers. Wrong. Laundry. Windows XP. Xbox. Suspicious, swarthy strangers. Partial memory deterioration. Strange pods in the garage.
You do know it's all going on somewhere else.
What?
Everything. Everything.
But I don't know anywhere else.
I've had a letter from my sister. There are no vegetables on the market. The grapes are allowed to go sticky on the vine. The bees hover in clouds. Bakers will not accept the coins. I told my sister to return.
It's our greatest day. The somber note was always the Western tone. Either the harvest or the OK Corral, my friends. New Metaphysics, Gary Geiserman. Drinking a lot of that fermented beverage with the worm in it. Absinthe, I think it is. Waiting for the kick-in part after the loss of memory, when you demand to draw the sky. That stage usually happens after you lose your footing. That's the part I like. 90.3 FM, just one man's radio, another man's dirty little story. Gary Geiserman, pumping out the dis-in for you. from the Spook Men, Paying the Bills. I think they figured out at some Ivy League college that if our economic system continues on unabated as it is now, pretty soon only the spooks will have all the money. Everyone else begging for coin. Seven-eighths of all world industries will be supported by government feedback. Instead of 2/8. Artificial shortages will be reported everywhere. And modern man, due to the unabated onslaught of scientific achievement, will know absolutely nothing at all about anything. The average human being will have 3 power strips in at least 2 rooms of their living quarters, all filled. A lot of human degradation left unexplored. You could be the man, the last and most cherished achievement could be you. Adam Newton, the ZBC, competing with the majors, trying for the numbers. We got the white powder, so we're in the biz. Of course, there's so many kinds of white powder today, I get confused with the envelopes. And since I am a very powerful media figure, I ought to be a little nervous about that. Seems like all the big powerful media personalities have some kind of major psycho story going on. See, I can't hurt my back. That's been done. I can't go deaf. Can't get contagious rabies or that black disease that's been very popular. Can't be running down the streets raving lunatic in my underwear like Dan Rather. I can't be in 73 movie cameos like Larry King. What's left for me? Please help me.
How does it work?
Ether waves.
I've forgotten what it's called.
Blitology.
Can you use any fruit?
The peaches are the most sensitive. Bananas speckle too easily. They tend to attract stray particles.
Bilgis just grinned and opened him another beer. Let's go over the car and listen to the radio while we sing.
chasing this guy. No, he's chasing me.
For the novice, I usually recommend pears because of the pronounced stems. What part do the stems play? The stems indicate the quadrants. Fruit grows toward the afternoon sun, the west. The stems bend toward the east. From the stem, one can determine the four directions. Each direction corresponds to a season. One must simply identify the configurations, place them in their quadrants.
What causes the shapes?
The specter on the fruit is merely the shadow thrown by events in the future. The blemish occurs in late summer.
Look up past the very next
Were you flattered that they thought you could be a hip model for their clothes?
Clearly, you know, obviously they never even seen what I look like, and they know nothing about me or my politics. I'm sure they never even saw the film. Who is this?
Welcome back to London.
South. Southwest.
What do you see?
Duplicity, bail, remorse.
Special kit to do what is called blind demodulation, which is the term of art for demodulating these signals when you're not the intended recipient and when you have to break into the communications channel and understand the two-way error correcting protocols that are firing back and forth.
Glandular imbalance, obscurity.
Then get the correct signal out. And of course, you know, it's an engineering task that anyone take on, but the equipment isn't normally on the open market. He got some of that, and he got some great stuff with corruption stories in Nigeria, and really more journalists got to do it.
But journalists do this. I know, I was busy getting my arse shot off in East Slavonia in the beginning of the Yugoslav War. There was this Hans de Frey, he wrote for Telegraaf. In the Netherlands, and he had set up a SIGINT site in Prague. I kid you not, he only went to Yugoslavia once, he went to Belgrade once.
And scanners and that stuff.
He had scanners, he had fax machines, he read the Danube wires, took the MOD communications, and he got more scoops than a lot of people did.
The country around here. Where is there a dirt road?
Anywhere around here.
You took the next one you see. right here. Big man.
Ziggurats. An illegible missive.
I got that boy coming over here today. If I can trust my eyes, and I think I can, Susie knows all about your dirty work. Can't hurt. Hurt. I had to get that boy's job back.
Look, JJ. We can tie this off in a one-neat bundle. Address it to the dumps, to oblivion. We're doing great, but please do it my way. I've cased this kid. I know his ins and outs. He's full of juice and vinegar, just waiting for a big shot like you to put on the squeeze. You got the boy's job back, okay. But he's not going to accept your favor. The manager, yeah, but not that boy.
What has this boy got that Susie likes?
Integrity. Acute. Like indigestion.
What does this mean? Integrity.
A pocket full of firecrackers. Waiting for a match. You know, it's a new wrinkle. To tell you the truth, I never thought I'd make a killing on some guy's integrity.
I'd hate to take a bite out of you. You're a cookie full of arsenic.
Before e-books will be ubiquitous for consumers. And first of all is there needs to be one single format or a couple formats to choose from. Right now there are several competing e-book formats. And those run the range from web-based books like the IT Knowledge product that my company has. It uses all open standards, HTML, XML, and delivers up the books in a very readable format. There are a couple other standards. The software that runs on this Palm Pilot is another standard. There's actually an open ebook standard, which was the first version of that was finalized last year. And that has over 50 companies that are primary partners in that, companies that range from publishers like HarperCollins and Random House, software developers like Microsoft and Adobe, hardware vendors like 3Com, who makes the Palm Pilot, and GemWorks. There are book distributors, bookstores, printers, traditional paper printers that are all part of this standard in building a way that we can display text, and it will, and that text that we buy, that ebook that we buy, will work on a computer. It'll work on the Palm. It'll work on the Microsoft Pocket PC. It'll work on the Rocket ebook. It'll work on any device that's capable of displaying ebooks. I mentioned earlier that another issue right now is the ebook reading devices, including the Palm Pilot and some of the other portable devices. One of the good things about those devices is that a home computer will read ebooks, and home computers are pretty ubiquitous right now in the U.S.
These masculine energies are something that all women have available to them if they will but use them, and to sense these masculine energies as energies available to all men if they will use them, as well as seeing the feminine energies similarly available to both women and to men. if you will but tap in, if you will but avail yourself, if you will but open your arms to embrace.
Soiled kimono. Explosions at the mill. Laughter behind one's back.
That you've chosen to come in male doesn't mean that you've chosen to work only with those and subliminally with the feminine energy, or that you've chosen to be a woman, vice versa. You've chosen, as human beings, as sparks of consciousness, as pieces of God, Goddess, all that is, you have chosen to work with all 14 components. And rather than squaring off against each other, rather than getting proud of those feminine or proud of those masculine or embarrassed by either of those energies, learn to understand them, learn to embrace them, learn to reach out. To balance after you've established the harmony. Now what happens here? What happens here is this. These energies, and we'll start with the masculine, these energies that are the masculine energy, all seven of them, connect and fit together. They work in a certain relationship with one another. To will, to act, to manifest, to create what? To manifest what? Form. Form that you're forcing to establish a certain sense of content so as to fill the context of your life. And then to what? Shape and reshape. Form and reform so as to create new structure. To create new structure to hopefully force new content to fill even more of the context of your life for the purpose of dynamically creating. And out of that which you dynamically create to seek and search, to sift and sift through, to try to find an understanding and meaning so as to be able to provide and protect and do. Those masculine energies fitting together can provide a full complement of activity, a full day, a full week, a full month, a full life of activity. Those energies also fit together to form what is called an archetype. An archetype of male Nash. These seven, moving, flowing, fluctuating, changing, expanding, contracting energies, vibrations, formless vibrations, come together and generate a form, generate a mold, generate an idyllic model, generate the perfect model, the perfect mold, the perfect form, the archetype of male Nash. And therefore, there are certain principles, certain energies, certain qualities that provide the mold for male. Now, not in terms of body structure and size, but in terms of what it is to be male, what it is to work with that male energy, what it is to become aware of the man within each of you. The archetype is not real in your illusion. It is an ideal. It is the perfected state. It is what you strive for but will never accomplish, but become more of because of your striving. But none of you will become the archetypal male. As some have tried. None of you will ever become that perfect male. Because it is not real here in your illusion. because your illusion is illusion. The archetype, however, is real outside of your illusion. There is an archetypal energy, the perfect man, the perfect male, that perfected state, that model, that mold. The biblical references speak of it as Adam, that somehow God created this perfect mold, not the first human being, but the perfect mold of the perfect male. Other religions refer to it by other names, but each has the origin not of humanity, but of the perfected state of humanness in the form of male. And it is there. And there are qualities that describe that energy. The first of which, taken from the energy that is masculine, is that of will. Will. As a vibration, as a frequency, as an action. Which is the second word that describes this archetype. Action. The third word is understanding. Or just put understand. And the last word is meaning. These are the four cornerstones of the model. The parameters of the model of that archetypal energy that is the perfected state of male energy or maleness. Not of man, of maleness. Well, the feminine energy on the other side similarly does not just lie there dormantly. But those seven energies also interact and interrelate and work upon one another. Indeed, that imagination and that sense of feeling and that sense of desiring leads to the gathering of content so as to force the form to create the context of life, the set in setting, the ambiance that is life. And in that ambiance, there is that sense of creating and being created, of nurturing and having enough power to be nurtured. And out of that comes the ability to act, the ability to create, the ability to love, so as to allow perception, so as to allow the perception to come in. And from that allowed perception, obviously the state of balance and the state of being evolve. So these seven energies similarly are not disconnected but are connected and are not just lying there dormantly but actively moving, pulsating, in and out, expanding, contracting. And out of that contraction, expansion, out of that activity is born the mold, the model, the energy that is female, that is female, that is male, this one that is female. Not woman, not man, female. The archetypal energy, the perfect energy, which no woman is and no man is, but all are striving for, is the archetypal energy of that feminine energy, that femaleness, which is represented similarly by four concepts, taking from what has already been said about it, imagination. Feeling. Conception. And perception. The four basic cornerstones, the four parameters of the model, the archetype of what is female. To begin to glimpse balance, to begin to understand balance, you must know not only the principles of masculine and feminine energy, but the archetype, the core, the parameters, the boundaries.
probably tried this before. Probably burned truckloads of your stuff. Can't remember to forget you.
Clear to any thinking person, this is the last guy who's going to endorse the Gap. It's like 6 years of my life went into making some big statement against, like, this corporate consumerism sweeping the planet and ruining the Earth.
On each other, they urinate in the midden pile where all the feces is placed, and then individuals go there and roll in. You'll see them kicking and rolling and shoving around in it and then turning around and going back into the nest system. They very rarely just go to the bathroom, turn around and leave. When the young are weaned, they will literally beg for fecal matter so that they can eat it. It's different than the hard pellets that you see the adults depositing when they're going to the bathroom. This stuff is much more undigested material. Interesting concept to say, well, now I'm going to go to the bathroom, but I'm only going to expel partially digested food so that some of the whole bacteria and protozoa that's in the fecal material can be passed on as food.
Paper, rubber sheets,
rubber sheets. Busy BC, bringing you 90.3, Gary Geiserman. New metaphysics. Like a physic, but new.
What's wrong?
Somebody's come already.
Who?
Calls himself Dodd.
What does he want?
Wants to know what happened to Jimmy and his money. He thinks I have it. He thinks I took it.
Oh, well, did you?
No.
What's this all about?
You don't have a fucking clue, do you? You're just blissfully ignorant, aren't you?
Look, I have this condition.
Yeah, I know all about your fucking condition, Leonard. Probably know more about it than you do. You don't have a fucking clue about anything else.
What happened?
What happened is that Jimmy went to meet some guy named Teddy. He took a lot of money with him and he never came back. Jimmy's partners think I set him up. I don't know if you know this Teddy or how well.
Neither do I.
Don't protect him.
I'm not.
Help me.
How?
Get rid of Dodd for me.
What?
Kill him. I'll pay you.
What do you think I am? I'm not going to kill someone for money.
What then? Love? What would you kill for? Kill for your wife, wouldn't you?
That's different.
Not to me. I wasn't fucking married to her.
Hey, don't talk about my wife.
I can talk about whoever the fuck I want. I can say whatever I want and you won't remember. I could call your wife a fucking whore and we can still be friends.
Calm down.
Easy for you to say. You can't get scared. You don't know how, you fucking idiot.
Take it easy. This has nothing to do with me.
Well, maybe it does. How the fuck would you know? You don't know a fucking thing. You can't get scared, but hey, can you get angry?
Yes.
Oh, you pathetic piece of shit. I can say whatever the fuck I want, and you won't have a fucking clue, you fucking retard.
Shut your mouth.
You know what? I'm going to use you. I'm telling you now because I'm going to enjoy it so much more if I know that you could stop me if you weren't such a fucking freak. Did you lose your pen? Well, that's too bad, freak. Otherwise, you could write yourself a little note about how much Natalie hates your retarded guts and that I called your wife a fucking whore.
Hey, don't say another fucking word.
About your whore of a wife? I read about your condition, Leonard. You know what one of the causes of short-term memory loss is? Venereal disease. Maybe your cunt of a fucking wife sucked one too many diseased cocks and turned you into a fucking retard. You sad, sad freak. I can say whatever the fuck I want, and you won't remember. We'll still be best friends. Or maybe even lovers. I'll see you soon.
Stay focused. Find a pen. I'm gonna write this down. I'm gonna write it down. Concentrate, concentrate, concentrate. Keep it in mind, keep it in mind, keep it in mind. Come on, I gotta find a pen, I gotta find a pen. I'm gonna write this down, I'm gonna write this down. Exactly what happened, I'm gonna write down exactly what happened. Come on, come on, come on, I gotta find a pen, jeez, come on. Come on, keep focused, keep focused. Keep it in mind, come on, find a pen. Write this down, I'll write down what happened. Write it down, write it down. Come on, concentrate, keep it in mind. Find a pen. What happened?
What does it look like? He beat the shit out of me.
Who?
Who? Fuck Leonard, Dodd. Dodd beat the shit out of me.
French warfare, tunnel vision, abasement, laudanum.
Which is male and that which is female. And this is the best way to express it in that regard. And what you'll notice here is that these energies, in fact, never are separated. Now, wherever there's will, there is imagination. Many will tell you to the contrary. Some will teach you indeed that their will and then they have imagination and the two are somehow at odds with one another. The two are somehow separate. The two can function independent of one another. But in fact, that is not true. There's a saying even that whenever will and imagination come up against the other, imagination always wins. But you see, that's an interesting statement, but it's not true because it never happens. Will and imagination never come up against each other. They always work together. Wherever there is a strong will, think of it yourself. Think of it in your own energy. And you really get determined, right? Whether that's power of will or willpower even, in a lesser form is willpower. Willpower is the grunt of life, yes, the grit, the dig in, burrow in, jut out your jaw and do it, right? That's willpower, right? Struggle, hardship, all that sort of stuff. Whereas the power of your will is a totally different concept. That is, in a sense, seeing this gem of yours called will and letting it radiate a power. Rather than having to push the chain up the hill, you can pull it up. But we would suggest the difference there is broad. But still in all, wherever there is a will, whether it's in the form of your willpower or in the power of your will, it doesn't matter which, there is always a very active imagination. Think of the times that you've been determined that you were going to get what you wanted, no matter what.
What you wanted, you could vividly imagine. You could see it. You could hear it. You could practically taste it. There was no lack of imagination involved when you were determined. When it was yours, I'm going to have this or else. Do or die is active imagination. Those that were prisoners of war, who survived, who had the will to survive, did so with an imagination extraordinaire. Those that didn't, who didn't have the will, also didn't have the imagination. And similarly in reverse, think of the time that you have been highly imaginative. Think of the times, and that's why we work with meditation with such high level of visuals, to activate that imagination, because you know what? When your imagination is activated, so is your will. So is your will. And when we describe a scene in meditation with such minute detail to the twill of the smoke, your imagination is engaged. And even though you don't know it, so is your will. And that's why we use such detailed visuals to engage that will. Because whenever you actively imagine, you will.
Pitch blend. Worthless endearments. Trick cigar.
Think about that. We would say imagine that. But to think about it, the last time you were vividly imagining something, perhaps it was lying in bed this morning, imagining something of the day or the week or of your dreams to come true. Perhaps it was something you wanted, something you wished for. Think about it. When you really imagine it, and we mean really imagine it, not just sort of airy-fairy, wispy sort of nothingness in that particular regard, some sort of wimpy little imagination, but we mean real gusto imagination, there was a tremendous will behind it. There's a tremendous will. They never work apart. They never work apart. Will is always underwritten by imagination.
That's the onions. They make your eyes water.
We told you we were going to let you go, but have you ever heard of the Little Lindbergh Law?
Yes.
Like listening to birds in a forest. There's constant tweaks and whistles and grunts that are going on inside of the colony. So there's a language, for sure there's a language. And in tunnel systems, squeaks and grunts work very well.